Welcome to Reggie Digital.
What's up, humanoids? Welcome back to another episode of the Reggie Digital Podcast. Humanoids, in this digital world, are we staying human? Humanoids, I hate to have one of those I told you so moments, but today's episode is I told you so moment. Yeah. I need to break it down and tell you guys what I'm talking about, okay? Humanoids, a couple of weeks ago, I did a podcast about staying quiet, about loophole culture, you know, the e-bikes, being quiet, you know, because there was one in particular e-bike rider that I follow on YouTube where he was just bragging to, like, it seems like everybody ran into, he was bragging about the Surin and how it's kind of like a e-motorcycle more so than a bicycle. And he's bragging about how the pedals are just on there to, you know, fool the cops. And in that video, he mentioned it at least three times. Now, I've seen other videos where he's talking to some of his co-workers or friends or whatever, and he's mentioned it before. And I'm like, dude, just shut up. You don't have to tell everybody. Because guess what? Those people you're telling, like I said before in that podcast episode, those people you're telling this to are not going to go out and buy the Surin. I don't really think they're going to go out and buy an e-bike. So just shut up. So, he did all that, and this past week, I was watching another person that I follow on YouTube who's really into the culture. He's kind of big on YouTube for the culture, and he was watching someone in New York. Now, this guy lives on the West Coast in California. He's watching another YouTuber in New York who rides e-bikes. And he was saying that, you know, keep loophole culture underground. Because, yeah, they are... I'm sorry. Humanoids, I'm seeing now my producer is telling me I have to take a break. And y'all know what time it is. Humanoids, we got to pay the bills, man. We got to keep the lights on, you know, so we got to pay the bills. So I'm going to take this little break and come right back.
You're listening to the Reggie Digital Podcast.
So, humanoids, yeah, people talking about pedals on e-bikes, and anyway, back to what I was talking about. I'm floating. But yeah, humanoids, so here's the thing. In New York, I'm going to pick up where I left off, e-biker, California, sort of big, YouTube, watching another e-biker, New York. And that e-biker in New York stated that they're setting up stings or setting up checkpoints to catch e-bikers who don't have pedals on basically their Surrons. Right now it's the Surron, because the Surron really is a dirt bike, you know? It's an off-road mountain bike. It's a dirt bike. It's almost like riding a dirt bike, you know, the motorcycles. So, yeah, they're setting up checkpoints and catching people without their, and I saw this coming. And here's the thing. There was recently an influx of dirt bike. I would not so much gangs, but I'm gonna call them a gang, because all over YouTube for about 3 or 4 months at the beginning of the year, that's all you, well, if you're into that world, that's all you saw, people riding dirt bikes. They would have ride outs and just ride down the city streets, you know, wilding out. And I saw this, you know, because I'm into motorcycles, I'm into electric bikes, I'm into, you know, the two-wheel culture. So I'm checking it out, I'm seeing this, and they had started cracking down because there has been property damage, there have been people seriously injured, there have been people killed by these youngsters on dirt bikes. Okay, so they were cracking down. And then it hit me. I saw the writing on the wall. If the Surron is a dirt bike, really, an electric dirt bike, because even the shape of it, if you look at it, it looks like a dirt bike. The knobby tires, the shape, it looks like a dirt bike. And I'm like, okay, they're cracking down on dirt bikes and quad runners. They're cracking down on that. They're going to be cracking down on anything that looks like a dirt bike. And the Surron looks like a dirt bike. And I saw this. But then I've seen other people, you know, they're saying other YouTubers and stuff, there's, you know, the pedals give, you know, make it sort of makes it a bike or whatever, but they're just there just to be there to, so it could get classified as a bicycle and not a motorcycle. So, okay. But I saw this, I saw it coming. And then, you know, watching the video, Blabbermouth, and I want to drop his name. I want to drop his name so bad, but I'm not. Blabbermouth wants to talk about the pedals on there just to fool the cops. You know, come on, dude. And then you're recording this. Guess what? Even if you recorded it, you could have edited that out. You don't know how to edit? I'm pretty sure you do, but you could have edited that out. You could have took that out completely. So now you're giving the authorities, you know, because they're cracking down on dirt bikes. And don't you, I mean, come on. You said it yourself in your video. Come on. Don't you think the authorities are watching YouTube? Come on. You know how many people have been busted on YouTube? On social media, period? You don't think the authorities are watching social media also? That's why come on, guys, man. That's why, you know, criminals, man. Criminals are dumb. They, you know, they want that fame. I just don't get it. Back in my day, well, hit rewind. We're going to leave that in the past, okay? So, no talking about them past days. But, I mean, come on, man. You're telling on yourself. You're telling, and the thing is, nobody asked you for that information. You just volunteered the information. I went back and watched the video. Matter of fact, before I started making this podcast, I went back to watch that video, and you volunteered the information. Nobody asked you for that information. You just freely opened your mouth and said, and why? You mess. See, and that's all it takes. Humanoids. That is all it takes, is one person to mess it up for everybody else. You ever gone to a party, you know, and everybody's in there having a good time, enjoying themselves, and then there's just one person who came to the party all messed up and angry from the beginning? And he comes in and he acts a fool and gets the party shut down. All it takes is one person to mess it up for everybody. And dude, you may not have done it intentionally, but you did it. I watch your videos and it's like you want to be like this other person, you know, but you open your mouth, man, and you should just, you know, you want to be you're part of the loophole culture. Keep it underground. Keep it, you know. But hey, no, we can't because we want, you know. We want that smoke, man. We want that smoke. We got to have the smoke. No. Come on. It's just messed up. Just ruined it for everybody else, man. You know? And it may not be totally your fault, but I'm blaming you because out of the other videos I've seen, nobody's really, you know? And again, you volunteered the information. All you had to do was just shut up. But hey, that's the way the ball bounces. That's the way the cookie crumbles. I think pretty soon they're going to be coming out with some more e-bike laws. And I kind of got a feeling that the Surron is going to be declassified as a bicycle. And hey, once that declassification goes, what else is going to fall? You know, come on, guys. Loophole culture. Yeah, I'm cruising on a Jetson Bolt Pro. Some of you may consider it to be a little toy because it's a little small bike. But I just received an injury from that bike, man. Yeah. Matter of fact, hold on, humanoids. Hold on. I'll be right back. And I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to tell you about the injury I received. I'm a little perturbed about that because it hurt. Okay, humanoids, I apologize. I was going to tell you about my injury that I received on my Jetson Bolt Pro, but we're having some technical difficulties. You may not hear it, but it is pouring down outside. So I'm going to end the podcast this episode, but come back for the next episode, which will be entitled The Jetson Bolt Pro Injury or the e-bike injury. Okay, so make sure you come back. All right, check it out.